Speaking at the launch of the new guidelines, the Health Ministry's AIDS and Tuberculosis Director, Dr. Owen Mukurungi, said HIV testing and counseling remain the cornerstone in the fight against AIDS. He said the new guidelines will assist service providers in expanding children and adolescent access to quality testing and counseling.
We now have, within these guidelines, certain aspects that deal with HIV testing and counseling for young people, adolescents and children, which previously did not exist in the previous guidelines. So the previous guidelines had a gap, which we now address with the new guidelines.
He said while previously testing and counseling was mainly targeting the sick or those donating blood, his ministry now wants families, partners and adolescents to get tested and know their status so that they can be linked to care, treatment and support.
We are encouraging and urging people to go out there and get tested as a family, as couples, as people with partners, basically because we know that when you go with your partner or you go as a couple or with your family, no one is left behind. Previously, people used to go alone, and when they went alone, the other partner or the other members of the family then delayed in accessing care or delayed in getting the HIV service.
Mukurungi said the government is putting emphasis on the testing of children as statistics show that many of the estimated 190,000 children living with HIV in the country and aged between 0 and 14 years did not know their status in 2013. Their parents and caregivers did not know the children's status, preventing them from getting the necessary treatment, care and support services needed to stay healthy. Under the guidelines, a child aged 16 years is considered to be able to give full consent for HIV testing and counseling. If a parent and caregiver cannot give consent for a child below 16 years of age, yet the health workers believe the testing to be in the best interest of the child, health workers would be allowed to exercise the best interest of the child and seek approval from the person in charge of a clinic or hospital to do the testing and counseling. Emmanuel Gasa of the AIDS and AIDS Foundation tells Studio 7 it is encouraging that the new guidelines target previously left out groups such as children and adolescents.
This is now more sector specific, whereby we now have guidelines that focus more on children. We now have guidelines that focus more on young people, particularly adolescents, whereby even as adults we are now able to more like categorize properly for these meaningful guidelines for HIV testing and counseling.
Government is targeting that 85% of the population, including children and adolescents, must know their HIV status by 2015. Almost every Zimbabwean has heard about HIV, knows where to get tested, but only 50% of the population know their HIV status. An estimated 1.4 million people are living with HIV and AIDS in Zimbabwe, with about 1 million in urgent need of antiretroviral therapy. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.